is oak change. The oak has changed its nature, and this is called the oak change. Hitherto, oaks had grown from seeds within existing woods, but with few exceptions, this ceased in the 20th century. They were supposed to hold their own in the plot as part of a densely worded argument and the interjection of many different, though similar, and invasive voices. Anything else was regarded as being contrary and self-seeking. He had not noticed that methods of inscription had changed in the 20th century, with the gradual elimination of the curving loop which led up to the first-person pronoun. Oak now grows freely from acorn almost anywhere. Heathland, farmland, railway land, although these anywheres are diminishing, except within existing woods. Old photographs show a dense cluster of family members reliant on the spread skirt of the female lap, although some females sit perfectly upright. There is no trace of the adult males. This was the pattern he had wanted to recreate. To sum up the main points of the argument, the oak changed its nature, and this was not transcribed in his manual of fruit trees. It is disconcerting that a common tree should violate the principle of uniformity, that its present behaviour should furnish an interpretation of the past, and there has been much conjecture as to its cause. The most plausible reason is the introduction from America of oak mildew, a fungus disease first noticed in 1908 that rapidly spread to every deciduous oak in Europe. The best of her men and most of her money had disappeared in the mud of Europe. The mildew has little effect on oaks growing in the open, but it may be death to an oakling in a wood struggling against shade. My parents were not easily dismayed. I was their eighth offspring. In the next generation, however, there are principles which no longer seem to apply, such as the assumed lack of communication between the male and its offspring. We'll never rear them, mother. He may have had some awareness of the change as he gestured at a clearing in the woods and thought that most suitable for a sapling. The National Trust did not agree, although they rarely checked the spread of sweet chestnut, laurel, rhododendron, and other opportunists, due to the absence of tied cottages. We deal with trees as actors in a play. That it should come to this, Horatio. Their shades have become our anywhere.